Thank you very much for coming. My name is Darren from HJ Tax. I'm a tax advisor, and this is?
My name is Michael Dai. I'm a U.S. immigration lawyer, and we're based primarily in California. We have an office here in Dubai as well. I'm back and forth every month, and so we handle all U.S. immigration.
And then our team would help with pre-immigration tax planning, and then once you actually make the move, compliance to actually doing the tax returns in the U.S. and any other jurisdictions to which you may be exposed.
I would say most of the immigrant visa applicants that we get, they're either doing it for the second phase of life, actually, but a lot of times it involves kids who are there, they're finishing their studies, or they decided to stay there and they have their own families and they want to be closer to the family. Other people are leaving other jurisdictions where they don't feel comfortable anymore for a variety of reasons. Maybe things have changed and they're looking at maybe somewhere else to start again and to just finish off their days without some concerns that they have in other places. But we do get a lot of individuals who are finishing their careers and they do decide to move to the U.S. But I think it's just what's important to you. It may not be the cheapest place to settle down, but if those factors don't outweigh the benefits that you can have by settling in a place that you feel more comfortable in, I think that's the main thing that we see.
I've seen clients, first of all, they want to be close to the grandkids, right? It's a case-by-case basis, and that's super important to them. And there are those that where there are health issues in the family. Bear in mind that the U.S. probably has the most expensive healthcare system in the world, but it also has the best healthcare providers in the world. Because if I'm a top-class heart surgeon, capital seeks its highest reward, right? Whether it's human capital or financial capital. If I have the best pair of surgical hands in the world, am I going to stay in a jurisdiction where I'm not well compensated for it? Or am I going to go in a jurisdiction where I'm going to get 7 or 8 figures a year, depending on what it is I'm doing, right? The best and the brightest end up in the U.S. I had a family late last year. That was the reason why they moved to the U.S. They calculated, yes, we can save money on taxes by moving somewhere else. But because a member of our family needs very specific care, and one of the best hospitals that specialize in this particular procedure and treatment is in the state of Texas. That's where they moved, because they want access to the best in the planet. And if you can afford it, then perhaps there's a return on investment there.
I was going to say, if you don't know really what the costs are for a policy, say in the U.S., I'll give you an example. I'll use my example. I'm married. I have two kids. No significant health issues at all, but I have a pretty good policy. It covers most things, and we pay about $2,600 per month. That's kind of what you can expect.
And that's after Obamacare?
Yes, it covers my entire family, and I'm in California.